The Mighty Podcast, from Heathrow's Uptime to the next era of performance, 19th March 2026, by Elementary Content Team. One in this final episode, we draw those threads together and ask one final question. What is the future of high-performing places? By Ian Ellison, Workplace Geeks. Listen to episode 4 now. What is the future of high-performing places? In this second series of The Mighty Podcast, we've taken listeners into working environments that most people rarely get to experience. We began with Boulby Underground Laboratory, where exceptional people enable world-leading science deep beneath the North York Moors. We went behind the scenes at MITEI's Intelligence Security Operations Center to understand how private and public sector collaboration keeps communities safer. And with Lloyds Banking Group, we looked at how wider social and technological change shapes multi-generational workplaces. In each episode, we've looked at high performance from a different angle. And in this final episode, we draw those threads together and ask one final question. What is the future of high-performing places? Performance under pressure. To get us started, Chris headed to London Heathrow, an airport that needs little introduction. More than 80 million travellers pass through Heathrow every year. It forms part of the UK's critical national infrastructure under intense regulatory scrutiny, with no margin for error. Listening back, what struck me wasn't the scale, it was the discipline. Across the airport, around 70,000 statutory inspections take place each year, alongside roughly 130,000 planned maintenance activities. Most of this work takes place within a narrow overnight window, after the final flight and before the first departure of the morning. There is always a live runway. There is rarely slack in the system. Here, high performance isn't about sparkle, it's about reliability. Nick Eckert, Heathrow's head of engineering, and Chris Watts, MITEI's head of hard services on the Heathrow contract, describe an operation that feels less like an airport and more like a micro city. Precise maintenance of assets, so they're always available. Careful coordination of work with multiple stakeholders. The cost of failure isn't an abstract concept, and mistakes can rapidly compound. Increasingly, this coordination is informed by data. Condition-based maintenance replaces calendar-based scheduling. Vibration monitoring predicts when bearings in the machinery or equipment are likely to fail. Sensors trigger system alerts, prompting engineers to intervene at the right moment. Cleaning robots handle routine work, so human teams can focus on more complex tasks. All of these approaches maximize uptime through the intelligent use of resources. Resilience at the airport is effectively engineered via a multitude of smart solutions. It's a truly high-performing place, from uptime to innovation, but not every high-performing place looks like Heathrow. In most organizations, performance isn't measured by aircraft departures or inspection counts. Instead, success is dependent on ideas, learning, and innovation. The risks might be less immediate, but they're no less real. To explore this side of performance, I spoke with urbanist and futurist Greg Lindsay. Greg challenges the assumption that workplaces are simply vehicles for productivity. Cities, he argues, compress people together in space and time, allowing new ideas to emerge. The same principle applies to organizations. Performance is not just about executing strategy. It is about enabling serendipity, the kind of insight that appears when people and ideas intersect in unforeseen ways. Most organizations, Greg explains, are structured around linear processes to achieve predefined outcomes, but breakthroughs rarely follow neat plans. They emerge when tacit knowledge surfaces in the right context. And as Michael Polanyi famously put it, we know more than we can tell. In this sense, high-performing places are environments that help unlock that knowledge. They allow people to move between focused work and collaborative exchange. They support different tempos. They create conditions to promote ideation and can adapt quickly when needed. Humans and agents. The complication is that increasingly, knowledge work is no longer exclusively human. Greg speaks about self-driving organizations as analogous to self-driving cars. AI agents can already perform discrete tasks, synthesize information, and support decision-making. And in future, digital twins of employees, AI models built from someone's accumulated knowledge, outputs, and working style, may conceivably extend an individual's contribution beyond their own physical presence. This raises practical questions. If AI agents can operate continuously in the background, while humans collaborate to shape direction and judgment, what is the function of place in a human-digital hybrid system? The answer is not that physical space disappears. If anything, its role becomes clearer. Spaces remain where people assemble in real time to interpret, decide, and connect. Agentic systems may process information at scale, but humans still carry responsibility, context, and moral judgment. The future of high-performing places, then, is unlikely to be purely automated or purely human. As things currently stand, it looks set to be a carefully coordinated blend. Responsibility as infrastructure. Such coordination brings us to an issue that underpins the future of work: digital ethics. Just because you can, doesn't mean you should. Gareth Rees, Mighty's Director of Enterprise Technology, describes how the organization began formalizing its approach to AI governance as early as 2023. Before generative AI became a boardroom talking point, Mighty established a cross-functional AI ethics board of more than 20 colleagues and issued their responsible and ethical use of AI policy. This group includes legal, marketing, IT, product and communications representation. The aim isn't to slow innovation, but to ensure it's governed inclusively and transparently. Mighty has chosen to align itself with the EU AI Act, even in the absence of equivalent UK legislation, applying a risk-based approach to deployment. So while words like governance, accountability, and human judgment can sound abstract, in practice, they determine whether people trust the systems they are asked to use. In a world where workplaces increasingly blend sensor data, automation, AI agents, and human decision-making, digital ethics become part of operational resilience. Without trust, performance degrades. It is as foundational as the maintenance regimes at Heathrow. High-performing places? They're multifaceted. Across this series, a pattern has emerged. At Bulby Underground Laboratory, we saw how exceptional people sustain complex scientific work. At the ISOC, we saw how intelligence and collaboration underpin safer environments. In multi-generational workplaces, we explored how attention, well-being, and purpose shape human capability. At Heathrow, we witnessed performance engineered under pressure. The future of high-performing places is not about a single metric. It is about how people, systems, and technology interact over time. Some environments demand mechanical reliability, others demand mental flexibility. Increasingly, many demand both. The organizations set to thrive will be those that integrate data without losing judgment, automate without eroding trust, and design spaces that both enable focused work and foster collective insight. High performance in the years ahead will not simply mean being efficient or innovative. It will mean being capable and responsible at the same time, in a world where humans and intelligent systems work side by side. Achieving both, together, will define the organizations that endure.